This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, August 23rd, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Dateline Sacramento, California, an anti-vaccine activist was cited on a charge of misdemeanor assault after he shoved State Senator Richard Pan on Wednesday afternoon. Kenneth Austin Bennett, who's 54, approached Pan in the 800 block of L Street just after noon while he was doing a Facebook Live. Bennett, an anti-vaccine activist, filed paperwork to run against Pan last year, but did not appear on the ballot. Pan, who's a pediatrician, authored Senate Bill 276, which would create stricter medical exemptions for mandatory vaccinations of children. He said the rise of fraudulent medical exemptions is putting the community at risk of getting preventable diseases. The video shows Bennett following Pan for a few blocks while talking about his position on vaccines. The video then shows Bennett reaching out his hands and shoving the lawmaker, sending Pan several feet forward. In the video, Bennett says, "I probably shouldn't have done that." Bennett was cited and released for misdemeanor assault. Pan was uninjured. Bennett told KCRA 3 hours later, "I don't regret pushing him. I think that sometimes extreme situations require action that's going to help bring awareness." Pan's office said the senator would not be speaking publicly about the incident. His communications director issued a statement instead, and members of other anti-vaccination groups reached out to KCRA 3 and condemned Bennett's actions. So, anti-vaxxer shove state lawmaker? Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Wherever you come down on the vaccination debate, I personally don't understand why there is a debate. We've eradicated several preventable diseases that kill people all around the world. And now, because people have decided they don't want to vaccinate their children, those diseases are making a comeback, putting a lot of other people's lives at risk. And it's not just your kids, it's the kids that can't get vaccinated because they're too young or they're too sick with something else. It's called herd immunity. There's a scientific basis for it. All that aside, my issue with this whole story, and it's not just KCRA 3, because I heard about it on other stations as well. This person assaulted a state senator, and he did it to get attention. Now, he's getting attention, and he's getting attention from the broadcasters, from the news stations, who wanted to know, why did you do it? Why did you do it? He did it to get attention, and you gave it to him. Why did you do it? Why would you do such a thing? To bring attention to himself and whatever cause he's fighting for, to get on TV and be able to say, look what I did. I'm fighting for this. And you gave it to him for free, willingly. What you did isn't really in the public interest, which is what TV news stations are supposed to be working in. I understand probably better than most that there's the goal of getting ratings, and you'd run that video and go, look what happened. The man who pushed a state senator talks to us tonight. Why did he do it? He did it to get attention. If I can answer the question accurately and pretty simply, then it's not really that great. Back when I made news promos, that was what I would teach people. If you ask me a question or posit a scenario and I can immediately with great certainty answer it in my head, you're not being effective with what you're trying to do. So it's not really even something that's going to be a ratings grabber for anybody. So what's the benefit of it? It's easy. It's easy. You've got a newscast to fill. Here's someone you know is going to talk to you. He wants attention. He's also going to talk to everybody because he really wants attention. So he showed up on multiple stations. And you gave him what he wanted. And on the surface of it, it doesn't sound like much. Big deal. You're saying big deal, Nate. What of it? What happens the next cause where someone wants attention? Because there were protests at the Capitol virtually every day. What happens the next time someone has a cause that they want to get a lot of attention for? Is it going to be shoving a senator into the street? Richard Pan wasn't hurt, and he's not going to talk about it because as a grown-up, he understands talking about it only gives this person what they want, which is more attention. What happens on the next issue when someone else wants attention? And the next issue when someone wants more attention? And when the attention isn't enough, do the actions get more extreme? Because those will surely get attention. You don't reward this type of behavior. Because if you do, it's only going to bring more. And that is your morning crunch wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past.